then dictates that Shimon says it's muta. Shimon says it's muta. But Epshaloi Kamechavim, Rav Shimon is made it in Chas. So how can the Gemara say, Loi Epshaloi Kamechavim Kulaome, being Rav Yudah, being Rav Shimon, that it's muta according to Rabbe? So that's the machlokes between Rav Yudah and Rav Shimon. That only Rav Shimon says Loi Epshaloi Kamechavim is muta. But Rav Yudah holds Loi Epshaloi Kamechavim is also. So when the Gemara says in the first Lashon Kulaomer, clearly it means Bein Abayit, Bein Rabbe Amede, that according to Rav Shimon, Loi Epshar, Loi Mechaben is Muta. But according to Rav Yudah, Rabbe says it's also. Loi Epshar Mechaben Kulaom, Tzigam Shekam Yerle Poei, Ikulao Me Koya Abayit Rabbe, So Rav Yudah Yishor Ayin Rav Shimon, Rav Yudah also, והרבה מעיד כחלוק של רבי ורב שמעון ולא יפשע ולא מרחבים כי ביפשע קורמה דימוי רב שמעון יעשה so when the רב שמעון say according to רבי the first lotion the Gavish Mishab is muta only by the יפשע ולא מרחבים and רב יהודה ישראל יפשע that means the according to רב יהודה even by the יפשע ולא מרחבים it's also וכדאמרה לא יהיה אפשר ולא ינחבי, לכולה עונו בשורה, שלגמור עושה זה בסקנד לושן, לא יהיה אפשר ולא ינחבי, לכולה עונו, שורה, סודר לכולה עונו, means, בין רב יהודה, בין רב שם. Of course it also means, בין אביי and רב עמי, ועזרה שפה יצאו, but it also means, לכולה עונו, בין רב יהודה, בין רב שם. damals wir haben gekommen schon ein klar meine Rebüde der Rebschimen wie Jose Schapi die Wiege der Amra und heute auch die Noki der Masche in Schane der Loschen und die Schei so in other words in the second Loschen he only mentions what the second Loschen and what points the second Loschen agrees with the first lotion. Do I not a machine shine a solution? Or how no can be the Amre? Epsher u mechabe likula u meoseh. Because that is considered by the first lotion too. O my reyes, of the time it teaches was Baba Baikash. That all the shame were Baba. Here, אפשר לכם, לא יאפשר לכם לכם. So, לא יאפשר לכם לכם, כולל מלפליגה ושורה, but maybe רב שמעון בפסיקרי שאין ליומוס. So how is one allowed to walk in a street where the Yiddish Hodim are burning incense? If it's a פסיקרי שאין enjoying the incense, so then רב שמעון may have said, so they take that, so that kashi is raised. By all Hashem. And they are so they are different roots. Taste hysterics is that the whole sugya here of Hamaya Kol Odebal Kol Chay has reference to the case where the Hamaya is not Vara. It's a possibility to have Hamaya, but it's not about it. So he says, ומי ראיתי אם להבה פסיקרי ש... So פסיקרי שמי לרב שימן... So what does it mean? He could go to see the example mentioned by all the shame. That he goes on the street and the Yichodim are burning incense. Now if he walks in the street, so it's not the Vadai that will enjoy the incense. The possibility of the incense. Every time there is fragrance, so a person will taste it. Sometimes he doesn't taste it. So maybe that's why we say, "Lo yefshav, lo yikam mechabein." So kolam lo kliyeh dishon. Because it's not a situation. But suppose the situation is such that he will unavoidably enjoy the fragrance, then it's awesome. That's what he says. Umayyad Rabbi Tikreshe, Tikreshe Mirab Shimon, Rekal Nema, Tapu Tikreshe Shor, Och Rab Shimon. Maybe it is another text. But here, the more as what we see the case where there is a situation where we see Badai that when we walk through the street where incense is being burned, so definitely without any question and worry with the incense. Definitely. But then you rest. No. Of course, there it's in the rice. Enjoying the incense of Abizar, the subject of the self. But after all, the Gemara doesn't mention that case. Rashi mentions it. But the Gemara doesn't mention it. Maybe Abai the Rabbi don't have preference to a case where, let's say, he walks through the street. But Abai the Rabbi have preference to another case, whether one is allowed to drag benches, chairs, and karka floor. And it's out of here. So it's a situation when you drag a bench and it's out of floor that will make a hit, but it's only a miserable. Why is it miserable? Because it's klachayat. I mean, is that a natural way of making a hit? You use a certain instrument that is especially adapted. That is especially shovel, you see, especially adapted to digging, but not a little chair. So it's rachayat, so it's only also the rabbonon. So, and by the rabbonon, so devotion is chavnu is in there, even in the age of tikresh. So as a matter of fact, from this case, it's mashma, it's tikresh. Deal with such a situation. You might deal with another case of being given a meat or piece of this absor. So there it's only rabbon, because the Gemara mentions a mirek, lying to Paul, there is the rice. But from this it's mashma, that if not for these rayes, we could apply the Gemara, the machlek, the bayi rabbi, to Yisuv et Rabon. So Meile then it could deal with the case where there is a situation, but Meile Rab Shimon situation. So situation is considered a Mishraven, so by the Rabon it should also be awesome. So it's mashma, in this day is best, that the Aloha of situation is also only applies to the Aloha of the Raisi. It does not apply to the Aloha of the Raisi. There is such a shita. The Mogna Abron, in Simen Shin Yud Alet, in Chashabes, mentions the Thomas Adeshen. And the Thomas Adeshen says that by Nisa de Rabron, by Ishvus, so Yerushin is Chabim is Mutea, even if there is a situation. And the Mogna Abron is Masikam. Is massacre. The Meiri in Shabbos, and in Zach Shabbos, that Hoptes, the city of Madrikin, so there the also the Gemara discusses the Rosh Hashanah, the creation, and so on. I mean, the Gemara discusses the Rosh Hashanah, but then the Rosh Hashanah discusses the creation. So the Meiri mentions such a shikatu. so there is a transgression. And not that it's the Midrash Shita, but he mentions such a Shirashem. And also the Chidush HaAmiri, the Amiri in the Sefer Shabbos, that cook base of Gimel, he also mentions the Shita. But by Shpuz the Rabbonon, the Roshim is having his Mutter, even in the Eretz Yisrael. If you look, it's mashma from this is the flow. It's mashma from this is the flow. So, the lecker you may not have to pay the show of the Shimon, you should not have to do the chemical, so that upon it, you have to pay a half, you have to pay a hero, and you should have to pay a rice and you will climb to pour. So, if you have to pay a hand to my sick, we have a situation. You have a situation, in other words, he deals with the rices, as Rashi says. He says, if somebody walks in the street and they hold him up when he sends, but it's not that there is a bad eye that he'll enjoy. Maybe he won't enjoy. Sometimes, you know, certain fragrances annoy a person, he doesn't enjoy. Maybe he will and maybe he won't, especially if you have few sense. So that depends, that varies from person to person. Certain people so like it very much, and some people can't stand it. I, for example, I can't stand it. So I mean, but some little days, knowledgeably, than the Christian. That I became a hippie, but a Chinese doctor is burning incense. My butt, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. But he does relax. But the fragrance, I can't stand it. It's nauseating as far as I'm concerned. And some people enjoy it. So in other words, here, the Gemara has reference to kings, so it's not in Lada. It's not in Lada. So, that's what Taisi says. Now, so how is it mashma? From this Taisi. From this Taisi, it's mashma. The Taisi agrees with the Shita of Thomas Agresh. I mean, the Shita that the Mormon considers as a shita tchuya, as a strange, bizarre shita, and is deichet. But from this, this is much of a better. Let's look into the Rosh now, you know. Now, paragraph Bays in Code 4 in the Rosh, the second column, the fifth line from the top, Itma, Ano, Abo, Lodo, Balko, Abayo, Mamita, Rodo, Maros, Efsha, Bikam, Haven, Loy, Efsha, Bikam, Haven, Kulaum, Lepriga, Dios, Loy, Efsha, Bikam, Haven, Kulaum, Lepriga, Dishok, ומיירה בגלל הבא פסיקרי ש... כי יש יוכל ליסטי מחירו של ימי מנרח בפסיקרי ש... So he says like this, but there is an additional expression, I'm soon discussing. The פסיקרי ש... הבא כמסחבי בכל מסורי דרייס. So he emphasized בכל מסורי דרייס. He should say בכל מסורי. Why did he say בכל מסורי דרייס? So that tends to imply like the Thomas Agresha Shita. So the Shita of Thomas Agresha is not so bizarre. It's the Mogavon, Sinishi, Dalet, is Matre completely. what is not so desirable, you see, I mean, that there are familiar mentions and involved, here from a really heated degree that she did, and tastes loshens marshal, from the horse loshens marshal. So, it's not such a, it's not the Shikas Yachin, the Shikas Yachin, the Shikas Yachin. So, then he said, it's a creche, habe, die ist haben noch alles so dreißig, schicklige Werfscher, wo ihn haben. Wo der gute Dome, da war schon das haben, Mosa, Blaum und Kriege Dosa. War liebe der Rapschin im Krieg. Wie geht der andere Werfscher, wo haben wir einen Krieg, der hat mit der Rapschin im Krieg, die Löcher, wo haben wir bei einer Mutter, die Robben und Rosa, die Keimel und die Robben, weil die sagen, los, wie die Gemorre says, die Jufte, die Robben nicht mehr kam. Sondern da war es so, die Pasten, like Robben, and like the second one. But here, so the horse says the same thing as Tesis. Because the horse says something that Tesis doesn't say. Tesis says, here I deal with the case where there is no situation. So we could explain it. In other words, he's walking in the street and hopping up burning incense. And he's not too bad at it, but enjoy it. Maybe he wants to enjoy it. Maybe he will be annoyed by the reach of the incense. Maybe he will be annoyed by it. But the horse says something else. In other words, incense is the barai that when one inhales incense, he enjoys it. He enjoys it. How is it? I am annoyed by it, okay, so I am a bizarre person. But it seems that it's a baba. When you inhale incense, so you enjoy it. But why is it a tzikreche? Because he can stop up his nostrils. But is Abaye the Rabbi dealing with the case when the person stops up his nostrils? Not mashma. That they are dealing with the case because if he stops up his nostrils, then there is no shine altogether. Then he definitely will not enjoy it. So in other words, so the Rosh says a big Chiddush. Even though he didn't stop up his nostrils, but in view of the fact that he can stop up his nostrils, so Mimele is considered in its situation. It's considered a Rosh Hashanah. Wow. But he didn't stop up his nostrils. So what if he could, what the other? So if the other, because Allah had the other, yeah. And the taste is a Rashbo, that's not a Fumina Beres, that's the taste of Shams, that's Shimshim Ben Avram, the Rash, says the same thing like the Rosh, but it's very difficult. No, I don't have to go the whole notion because that will take time, but you look it up in the case of Saraj Ball, you will see it. Now the more. Similar concept is expressed by Rashi's book. Thank you. have a collar on his waist. So the Gemara says, the bottom of the Omer, Omer Shmuel, and it's not a Yai, there is such a thing as Niso Hayai, which is a Mina. So one could be Misnabi to the Minasa Hayai. What you call Niso Hayai means you call Hamisnabi Hayai, maybe a result of Gabriel. Somebody is in snobby Yai, so it has to be poured on the fire of the Mizbeach. So maybe a Mizalfi or Gabriel, my time. How do you know that it has to be poured on the fire of the Mizbeach? Oma Krob Yai Taklet Venesech 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 Chatzirin איש יריח נחייך ראש. איש פוקה מחבי. תן איזה לב, תראה איזה, איש תום, צוק התורה מבריח, לא יסיר את זה. So if somebody extinguishes the fire of the מבריח, is he well out? How can he pour the yain? And the מבריח, he will extinguish the fire, so we allow the idea. So the answer is, he will not extinguish the fire altogether. He will be mechabed miktas. In other words, the fire will not be as big as it was before he poured the yain. So it's kibul miktas roish mekib. It will not be. But what happened to you in salvation? The Omar, Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Rabbi, Amir, Yachelis, Noam, Rav Mizbeach, Yichi Bochaye. If somebody takes down one Yachelis, one coal, and he extinguishes that coal, so his heart melts. And the Gemara assumed that the Mizbeach Ameni Gachol, and by doing, by extinguishing fire, one Gachlas is high. So we see, Kibbul Mitzas, Lom Shmei, yet Kibbul Mitzas Shmei, Kibbul. Do like a lot. In other words, that Rav Nachman's reference to the case, well, Isil Gachlas was the only Gachlas on the Tachdim is there. So maybe it's Kibbul Bikulim, not Kibbul Mitzas. But if there are many Gacholim and he extinguishes Mitzas, one Gachlas, it's not us. And the Nagel Alter, he's always saying a Kibbul Mitzvah Sham. In other words, two, there is a law of Ishtam to come and bear place here of it. That, if he doesn't do it, it's a mitzvah. But if you do it a mitzvah in the cause of Havas Kol, so it's not in that way. So then there is no Yisrael of place here. Then, you can skip a few lines. The third line from there. Both times, Yain Esach is falling, that the Yain has to be poured into the Sefer. Sefer is like a drain, you know, a pipe. So, Oyin El Rishi, maybe you have to pour it on the Bea. Amra Proyirbe, so there's a Jewish price that you are nasach at risfol, not on me there. Blinkash, horeb yude, horeb shim. Horeb yude, horeb shim. In other words, there is a machlei case between a bin of shim, a dorashim, ischab, and it's also a dorashim, ischab, and it's mutter. that's a machlekes in Kolatera's bullet. It applies to Shabbos, it applies to Kwayim, it applies to Mezia, it applies to the Lava Vishtam, it applies to the Achloisiobe. So according to the price that says that Yayin Yayin is ki, Yayin Esach is Lishpoli, not Lishim, because Lishim would involve the Isa of Loisirbe, goes according to Rabiude, the Roshan is Havein, is Osa. So maybe you can pour it on the fire of Mizbeach, the Mechadu B'chol, but Shmuel, he agrees with the Shita of Rabshina. So maybe there is no problem with Loisirbe because he's not Mishavein to the Mechadu. But it's happened to Minachad. So Mimele, it's me. So, remember the Shmuel of Shimon Shmuele, when the Shmuel Mechad and Gachet from Adol for Ram, so it's a little bit of the Rabbi. Ah, a blue Gachet of Shalais, but the, because Gachet of Shalais involved in the Reise, this is the night of the Shimon Shmuele, so it's more than a circle of Gupo, a blue Gachet of Shalais, Name, Oy de tele, de dorshim is kham shomer de kapshim, loch kham ze kom fun de shomer de kapshim, de kapshim is skral. One is a general law in kolat de kule, de dorshim is kham is mit de kolat de kule. Am bis a loch es mul pas de kapshim, den de kapshim is kham kham de gat shabes, es wer un loch kham ze kom gut fun skraye, mach ze kom gut fun skoda. So wir sind der Morgen zurück auf Israel, sind sie der Morgen zurück auf Israel. In other words, there is no Israel of Eismor in Israel. And that Allah has Shmuel doesn't pass for us. Now, now, Oz Gesheni, Esti Kashe, how do you know say that the reason is why Shmuel says Shmuel says that it's mutter to pour the wine on the Mizbeach because the Roshim is Chavein, but it's made of Shimon situation. So some Roshim will be terrorists. It's not. Every time you pour on the Mizbeach, so it will extinguish. Sometimes you pour and not even one Gachles is extinguished. Not extinguished. But Rashi was also bothered by this Kashi. Look at your Rashi. The third line from the end. Hor of Shimsi, Shmuel Krev Shimsi, Yechidin de Yishadun Yir Beis, Ein Yisir Berai Yol of Lesia, Leineka Mash Yuse Yishe, Yishikushe Yisir, Bin Tema Psikrosh Yishu, Epsha de Mizalot Lei Bikitin Dakis Yeh, Hilkas, I'm in the habit of keeping gases, where Roshim is Chavim. Rashi doesn't need the terrace, because here we are doing the case where it's not a situation. But Rashi is another terrace. He says, because when is it a situation if you pour, you know, keep these gases, or let's say in the form of jet, you know, keep on the pour, form of the jet, so then it's a situation that it will extinguish the fire. But suppose the drip drop by drop, the drip drop by drop, then you won't extinguish the fire. Only with the gases, the form of the jet, if you pour. So then it's a situation. But the keeping that case, so it's not a situation. So one would expect Rashi to say, so Mele Shmuel only allows him to pour between dakis. Rashi doesn't say it. So Ephraim himself will be keeping dakis made, Rabbi Rabbi. Hilkach name the habit of keeping dakis, the Roshim is coming. That's the spot. Sounds strange, but we have here a very important principle in enunciating that if it's possible to do the mice so that it will not entail in my sincere heart. So even if he does it in such a way that he entails in my sincere heart, it's still considered a Rosh Hashanah. So in other words, so apparently the Rosh and the Tesis HaRashbo Tzochim agree with Rashi's concept. Since it's possible to walk in the street and stop up in the streets, so then he will not enjoy it. So the male is considered in his chavim, even if he doesn't stop up in the streets. Just as Rashi says here, since it's possible to pour the different diamonds, and one week situation, so even with his gases, it's not considered a situation. It's considered in his chavim. So here too, since it's possible to walk in the street with the nostrils stopped up, so the one week situation, so even if he doesn't stop up in the nostrils, it's still considered in his heart. But we have to understand it. And the Gemara says, may the Rav Shimon situation be honest. So what is the situation? Situation is emotion. Situation is emotion. In other words, chop off the head and not burn it. Not burn it. It's impossible. It's impossible. So, I mean, somebody, I once said in Shion, here's that is a classic example. In other words, as Rashi of the Shem mentioned, situation is somebody with a great sticker. He wants to have the head of the bird for his child to play with. So chop off the head of the sticker on Shabbos. He will say, I am not doing that anymore. That's my law, and it is a Shem. I am not having to get in the sticker. My child will enjoy the tzipa even more if he doesn't become dead. If he's remaining alive, I only have to chop off the head. So he said, no, that's impossible. You chop off the head of the tzipa, yeah? So it must die. The next day, that was a Chalmud many years ago. So one of the Talmudim in bought a certain picture magazine of that week. And there they had a picture of the chicken whose head was chopped off. And he was still with it. So I told him, that's not life. In other words, the chicken was making, was jerking, like no fancy. That's what the Mishnah always says. It's in the first page that the Yister, I mean, if the Balchai, the head was chopped off. The head was chopped off. And so then it's mitame. It's mitame to Mishnah, even though it jerks. Because that's not the manifestation of life. Not the manifestation of life. It's like the jerking by the Znat Altoya. I forgot the English name for Altoya. It's a certain kind of a lector. The Altoya, I forgot the... it's a lector. So when you cut off the tail, so even after you cut off the tail, so you'll notice certain locomotion, certain movements of the muscles in the tail. It's a certain kind of a reflex. But it's not a manifestation of life. So the jerking done by the Balchai after the head was chopped off is not considered a manifestation of life. Manifestation of life. It's a certain kind of a muscular movement. You know, you can through electricity, you can stimulate certain things. So here too, even a few moments after the death, so it still makes certain muscular motions. That's not considered life. So this is the example. I mean, according to the situation, it's impossible. So what's the check? So you can explain it in two ways. What's the law of situation? In other words, when you cut off, chop off the head of the tzitzit. So there are two mice. One mice is the chopping off the head of the tzitzit. The second mice is deadening the tzitzit. He is mischaven to chop off the head of the tzitzit. He's not mischaven to deaden the tzitzit. But since mice number one, chopping off the head of the tzitzit, necessarily entails mice number two, so then the kavone that he has in respect to mice number one is attributed to mice number two. Even though the Messias, he intended only mice number one, not mice number two, but mice number one necessarily entails mice number two. Some male, the kavone to mice number one is attributed, relates to mice number two. So it's considered Pshat. Or Pshat is different. Not then when mice number one entails necessarily entails mice number two. So the kavone to mice number one is attributed to mice number two. But if it would be possible to cut off the head of the chicken or the bird and not kill the tzitzit thereby, so then I would say cutting off the head of the tzitzit is one mice. Deadening the tzitzit is another mice. But since it's impossible to cut off the head of the tzitzit and not getting it, so it's kind of hot, so it's the same mindset. So then it's just semantics when you say this I'm discovering this mindset, not the other mindset. It's kind of hot, it's the same identical mindset. Apparently, that's the sheet of Rosh. That's the sheet of Pesach Shant, Pesach Rosh Shant, and so on. And the sheet of the Rosh Shant. So it's not the Shikas Yachad. So we have three Rishayim who have the same Shikas. And we'll soon see maybe the other Rishayim who have the same Shikas. Not that they hold that the Pshat situation is not if you are having to cut off the head of the Tzitzit, and that necessarily entails the deadening of the Tzitzit. So the Kavone to Maisa number one is attributed, is Mishyachis to Maisa, is Mishyachis to Maisa number two. Not very much. But since it always entails Maisa number two, so Maisa number one and Maisa number two are synonymous with each other. It's not two different Maisa. It's Haina. So when you say, I'm only Mishabe, to mice number one, we are actually talking same semantics. It's China half, isn't it? So Rashi says, when can we say it's China half? If it's impossible to do mice number one without containing mice number two. But if it is possible to do mice number one without containing mice number two, so then it's a riot that is two separate. Even if he does it in such a way that mice number one will entail mice number two. If the Mitzvahs have been that every time you pour wine and fire, so whether you pour it in the form of a jet or you pour it drop by drop, so the Mitzvahs would be agreed that the fire has to be extinguished. Then I couldn't say pouring wine upon the fire, upon the hole is one and extinguishing the fire is another. It's enough. for it seems it's possible to pour wine and the whole without extinguishing it, if you pour it, blah, blah, blah. So that's a riot, that it's two separate acts. It is two separate acts. There is no aloha. So even if you pour it in the keeping gasolines, where it's a certainty that it will entail the extinction of the holy, but it's still considered in his heart. So there's the pshat, in the case of shamans, and the rosh, in other words, if it had been impossible to walk in a place where incense is being burned without enjoying it, then walking in the street and enjoying the incense would not be considered as two separate acts. It would be considered he walks in the street. So that means he is engaged in the act of inhaling joyfully. The reach of the insects. So it would be considered to have a certain study walk. So that necessarily entails enjoying the incense. So it would be But since it's possible to walk through the smell of incense without enjoying it, let's say if he stops up his nostrils, so maybe it's not a smell. As a matter of fact, the horse could have said, suppose he has a very bad cold, so then he will not enjoy the incense. If he has stopped up nose because of the cold. So he mentioned stopped up nose because cotton could cut me, but it doesn't make any difference. So in other words, since sometimes you can walk through the current of the environment or the medium of burning incense and not enjoy it, it's the park or the cold or so whatever. So it's a lie that it's not the same way. It's two separate acts. And if it's two separate acts, so we say it's not a shame. So it's a big cool act that she did for us. Most of the shame is going to be really in that she according to them, the pshat in the situation is that he, even if it's two separate acts, but if the mitzvah is that ma'aseh number one necessarily entails ma'aseh number two, the way he does it, so then the kaponet, as the ma'aseh number one, is attributed, relates to the ma'aseh number two. Now let's go back to the case. We come back to now, the way that should be Polish might say in other words, one could say that loyefshea means impossible. Impossible. What would be impossible? In other words, if it was shown in Sakonsky forces. I mean, speaking like that, I mean, it doesn't have to be that good, but it will become sick or whatever. So he said, no, it doesn't mean that he'll become sick. So let's say, in other words, he has to go to work. So Loyefsha doesn't mean, if he doesn't go to work one day, so he'll be fired and he'll be starving and he'll have to be in Chayalapsha. Doesn't mean that way. But it will not be the usual situation. from the point of view of his ordinary routine, he goes every day to work. If one day he will not come to work, so he will be deviating from the regular pattern. So in there, that's considered to do it out the table. Out the table. So the answer is, but that involves a detail. The whole Dhamma Mishuddha is that we now do Pitrula Bishabe, the Kamal Rabbira Dose, so Dilas Mitzvah by Yitzur. So then it will involve a Chaburas Dham, a Chaburas Dham. So according to Shime Mitzvita, because even though he's made it down, but he's not Mishabe, So Mele, it's Doshin Ischabu. According to Rabbi Yudhi, Doshin Ischabu is Osher. So it's Osher. Ahogab do we have the Epshel do we have it. Epshel do we have it. And according to the second Roshan, in the Gemore, so by way of Epshel do we have it, even Rabbi Yudhi is made a Doshin Ischabu is Mutter. So if we say that Loyepsha means Loyepsha, so there it cannot be there as a solo Loy Shabbos. But if we say that Loyepsha means something that is deviating from the regular routine, some Loyepsha, so there it's also Loyepsha. So Rina that we should get to the beyond. Not like the second Russian here, so. Ramen Adliki. You also have a big way of shadowing the heart. In other words, so Gemara discusses the case of three ras, Mito Kisi Bisatsa and Shabbos. So a Kisi Godu and a Kisi God. So the Kisi Kodin is Epsha. All he has to do is just pick it up and carry it with ease. But the Kisi Godo, so suppose he's a strong man. So he can pick it up, but it will become a fatality if he has to carry a bed, you know, like this over his head. So maybe, so the question is, so that if so Rabbi Yirmiyah says that according to Rabbi Yude, you are not allowed to be there on the karka floor, not on the Kisi Kodo, where it's Epsha, but even on the Kisi Kodo, that it's Loyepsha. Where it's Epsha, but we come to heaven. So even the Pshim is made of it's Osa. Even the Pshim is made of it's Osa. And in other words, like the first lotion, like holding the first lotion here. But in case of Loy Epsha, so then it's done in Machlekes between the Pshim and the Jude, and the Kondra Pshim is mutable, Kondra Jude is Osa. So the more it says to you today, from the Mishneh of Klal, to Yufte the Rabbi Yomir. But that only refutes one point by Rabbi Yomir, that in case of Epsha, even Rabshimen is holds that it's Osa. But the other point mentioned, the other Alocha mentioned by Rabbi Yomir, that the comment of Yude is also in his having even lawyer chair, that was not refuted. Some melee, that Gemara and the Sugyan Ksubes, a call to Rabbius Halacha, that according to Rabbi Yude, even Loyev Shabbal and Yechabal and Yosef, and that there is not a Yisrael. Abaye kirab yude, kirab sabar abaye, koyu biyefsha bulan mechabein, koyu biyefsha bulan mechabein, osea, ublo yefsha bulan mechabein, shore, al nebi yisea mishu biyefsha. Umasha yus, yisporn deon adik, upuyde dune, uyutu kapte kumar, it's a very important kumar. Die Omba wurde machen, kann man mit dem Jahr großer Schiebisch. Die Kuh ist schmeißt, ich habe keine Äpfchen, aber ich habe Äpfchen. Ich will ihm eine neue Äpfchen. Eine Gore ist die Hacke Mutter. Bei einem Tisch in Basel Hoche, wo ich in den Chabben, klar, mit Ide die Schor. Na, wo ich die Gore ist immer. Schabbos. Morgen Shabbos, da kommt Tess am Bett. The race is a crisis of what's hot, so you see in Baba. Kora sat sole leile me rabiyam yarab. So on Shabbos, he was killed. He sat sole bench in the presence of rabiyam yarab. But when you are here, he sat sole. So then you make roots. Shabbos is also a smirah. Amalei, so Rabbi Yemir Rabbi said, Kimantra Pshinah. Why do you do that? Because you act out Pshinah's aloha, the Russian is having it more. Hey, Madama Pshinah, they react. Tanu, Yom. Tiagiri he smoked it, he could easily pick it up and carry it like this instead of dragging it on the floor. So Shimon is only marking you a good thing, it's in bed. I take it like this. So it's a great hardship to pick it up. But with Tamil, you are dragging it. It's up so cold. So that's it, Shimon. But Shimon is not matter, though she is having in the case of it. So that's what you mean. That's what you mean. Upigadu, but the Yemiye is Hilkanu. Yomarule, Machleke is Biktanu. So then the Buddha says that it's also. And then you happen with the reading of the Buddha is made that it's Mutter. In other words, Ule says exactly the same thing that the second Lashon Yom Tov. But the Yemi says that the Machlokes is Dafke Bigdei. So the Shem is Matter. But the Ktani in even the Shem asks, Mosi, alright. So then the Gemara says, to Yufte, the Rav Yemi, Rabbi to Yufte. This is what Jesus means. Now, let's go over the page here. The Masha Holy Bispor, the Amadriki Mutiga, the Ule, the Yoma Ule, Machle, the Kitan, Abba Bideni, the Rehaki Lose. So there is another Gilse. Not the Gilse that we have in our text. So, because in our text we have the Gilse Machlekes Kami Abba Bideni, the Rehaki Muta. But there's another Gilse, and that's the Gilse of the ERA. Machlekes Kami Abba Bideni, the Haklos are even the Pshimah. So it says that Gilse is inexplicable because Bideni is loyalty. It involves a great hardship to pick up a big table or a big bed. But Ktami is Epsha. So how can we say Bideni should be more humble than Ktami? That would mean that Loyefsha is more humble than Epsha. And the country, the Kurish Mighty Shalot, they Loyefsha. Mechad Epsha, Bideni man Loyefsha. Al Goras, you have to meet that. That's the years in our life. The Haini, Kirish Nibas, the Roche, the Lesh of Maham, Kram, Kirish. But in the rain, on Mitzvah Shabbos, so there is a discusses with the old one, this Roche, Baruch, as this is the rain. So he mentions the Gilse, Abba Bideli, the Brehakmas. So it's not the Gilse that is rejected by everyone. And I see that the rain accepts the Gilse. How can it be explained? They should be more humble than done. They should be more humble than done. In this country, I don't know. So, apparently, now, the yearly Shabbos, Dr. Bays, and I think also Dr. Kuk Bays and Shabbos mentions the Shabbos of Shemini that just as there is a near a case of secretion in the eyes, because we see from the Gemara that secretion is considered awesome in the eyes, because secretion is considered as this Hanmark. So the Miri says, mentions the Shemini, that there are two kinds of situations. One situation is also in the eyes. The Miri that practices in Shabbos, I think it would be one situation is the situation where you have this having to do Maisen number one, and death necessarily entails Maisen number two. For example, you chop off the head of a chicken. Death necessarily entails the deadening of a chicken. It's not most of the time when you chop off the head, so you kill the dog. It's 100%, not 99.99999, but 100%. So that's the situation, guys. Sometimes you do one act, and most of the time it entails another act, mice if you was. But it's 60%, it is not 100%. You could say 90%, but not 100%. Is that considered a situation now? So that merely calls corrupt situation. That merely calls corrupt situation. And that is also not. In order to be considered this habit that I say, it must be 100%. And in order to be also the Rabbanon, even if it's false, so there are two pshat in Rashi. One pshat is Hamal Hamami Tachelet Bikeimu. So that means it occurred with Hachol of Bikeimu. Hamami Hachol of Bikeimu. In other words, it occurred with cheese. So you use something as a curdling agent. So you use, let's say, the linings of the stomachs of the behemoth. So you put in the milk in the lining of the stomach of the behemoth, and that acts as a stabilizing agent, and that curdles the cheese. And that's called the chabetz. That's one lashon rashi. The linyere, the chabetz is a kimikui ומי סין הקופי בשכל, ומי החולוף שהם יסיעו במי תמידולי הזה. So that's the habits. When the watery, when you separate the watery part of the milk from the fatty part of the milk, that's the habits. It's not our concern. Hamigabe, actually, Gabi means making cheese. Gabi means cheese, so how does the first Russian explain the habits in the sense of curly among the whole of the table? So then it's Gabi, so I mean, well, אחרי ואם חפץ ואם דבל כגרס, סול אי פגידת בשיר או כגרס, ישחל. המחפץ והמרבץ, מחפץ means, המחפץ הבית, he sweeps the floors. Now it doesn't mean our floors. It's reference to carpet floors, not our floors. So if he sweeps the carpet floor, המרבץ means, his inhabit means, he takes it in, and he sweeps the carpet floor. Merabes means he pours water in order to dispel the dust. Merabes b'mayim leharbitz esorobo kshalayal, to dispel the dust. So he spreads, he pours water on the carpet floor, so that dispels and dissipates the dust in the heart. So it's chayav chatas. He's it, so it's Meloch, he's it, Yom Tev, Leika Abon, Gidr Rabbez. Chom in Emrim, Echodze, V'Echodze, In Yolam Shushus. So what do you mean, Echodze, V'Echodze? Echod Shabbos, Rashi, Echod Shabbos, V'Echod Yom Tev. So it's only a Samar Rabbez. Anyway, so according to Rabbez, if you sweep the karka floor, it's a block of the ice. If you're on the rabbit, you pour water on the karka floor to dissipate the dust, it's a block of the ice. And according to what the block is there, Hashvah Sagun, according to most Hashem, there's another option. But most Hashem explain it on the basis of Hashvah Sagun. In other words, because in the carpet floor, there are all kinds of chlitz in the carpet floor. As a result of sweeping, so you fill up the cavities in the carpet floor. And as a result of pouring water, you also fill up the cavities in the carpet floor. So it's Hashvah Sagunim, so it's Gainer. So, you know, so it's Meloch and Reis. So it's Meloch and Reis, according to Rabbi. And according to Chachonim, it involves only issues. Alright. He stopped talking about it. Somebody looks the cow. Why is it high? Omer Mishum Chayim. Mechabes Mishumayim Chayim. Mechabes Mishumayim Chayim. So in other words, if somebody is, let's say, separates the watery part of the milk from the fatty part of the milk, why is it high on what score? Omer Mishum Chabes, Migabi Mishumayim Chayim, Omer Mishum Migabi. Omer Lei, Rab Chokotu Bar. Ose Shoy Bimit Rosh, Omer Lei, Chilev Chayim Mishum Bar. Farid is told that he dosh. Now what's dosh? Threshing the grain. So what happened? What do you do when you flesh the grain? You separate the psilis from the echo. So here, when you move the cow, so you separate the mashke, not psilis. Milk is mashke, and the pain is echo. So it's a form of dosh. In other words, dosh manifests itself in two ways. One way is when you separate the psilis from the ich. And the other form is when you separate the mashke from the ich. Now the name is an ich. And the bosor is eaten. and the moon is a mashke. So it's a tone of the shlifa. Mechabeitz, chayev mishin beir. When you separate the watery portion of the milk from the fat portion of the milk, so it's beir, you select. Megabeitz, chayev mishin beir. When you make cheese, so then you are beir, you are doing something. So there's giving the offering to Hamechabeitz, the Rei de Chalos Drash. In other words, if you take out the honey from the beehives, so Shodar Bishabes Chai Chatos, he's a Yom Tefrei Kavod. Give it a blessing. Omar Adalozo, Ameir, my kind of the Rebeleza, the Kane, Yachsim, my Yidolis, Yaras Advash, that's mentioned in connection with Yunus and the Rishol. וחימני יער יצבש, אומרים לו, מה יער אפילו של מישה בסקי פחתוס? אוכל יצבש, אומרים לו, מישה בסקי פחתוס. נדר את סלייק מחובה. אוכל יצבש, האופקים יצקנסו את מחובה. אין לו מולי. נדרו אאוט. והני, פעם דה בי הייט, so we have the same being as Finnish number. That's it, that's a question. Anima, but that's not our concern. Amina shorizu chedim chizu. In other words, Amina was matir to pour water on the floors in the chuzah. Zilche l'rabis abayis, l'ritzpas havonim huso b'cholim. So there they couldn't be an imlochem in all Ashrei Zagunis, because the floors was the floor of havonim. But we could say, since on the Karka floor, there is a shrimp in the house, so maybe you should gaze here, he reached the Savoni in water, he reached the Karka. So I mean, I was my, on that time, I am a Rabono, you know, also a Shri Gumets. Oh, he like a Gumets. You're not gaze here. Robe, to spray, Ashkechel Rabine become Mitzrayim Havu. In Shabbos, he was very much annoyed by the dust coming from the Karka floor, because in those days they had Karka floors in their houses. The Amalei Marashisha played the Rode Ashkechel Rabashe become Mitzrayim Havu from the dust. Amalei Rishodolom Ha'u Rode Tanya Horeitzel Rabitz Beisi Shabbos. Maybe a rainbow will a mai, the rich is one of the Zodian zoo, Yodin Zodian zoo, Rago Zodian zoo, the new Tabayis, Miss Rabbit's Mela, it's a rabbi, but it's Mutter in this case. In other words, he should bring a pail of water and wash his hands in one corner of the house and his. And the pond in the other hand, so mele agabuche, you pour water all over the house. So it's a woman, but still it's muta. So why don't you do it? Why do you have to suffer? Omele laboratory, tome, isha chachomo mirabetzel kisi shabbos. A clever woman, so knows how to do it. In other words, So she pours water over one hand, you know, in one corner, over the other hand, in another corner. Then she washes her face. So one cheek in one third corner, and the other cheek in another corner. You know, in other words, even though it's a lame, but chachom no matter. Then the Gemara concludes, the Mishnah is Yirolong Shereb Shimen, Shor Afil Lechatchil. In other words, so we are allowed to be mirabeitz, lechatchila, without haromes, just for the sake of riddles, to pour water all over the floor in order to dispel and dissipate the dust. So in other words, now we have machlekes anoyim, the pleasure and the chachamim. Rav Lezer says if somebody is in Rabbeitz, he's Haidachatos. because of Ashfoy's roots, the Chachom says he's not Chai Bechavos. He's not Chai Bechavos. He's not Chai Bechavos. It's Shosham the Rabbonim, but Rabbonim Shosham. But the more he's saying, the Chachomim of the Braise, according to the view of Rabbi Yehuda, the Donosh and Yitzchak and Zosha, so maybe that's why we say it's Shosham the Rabbonim. Machine chain, according to Rabbi Shimon, so it's Futo Chachomim to be in the Rabbonim. Let's see the Rashi. Kirapshimen Doroshen Mishabim Muta Ve'amerabeitzen Mishabim Lahadik Ofer Kukumo Ulhashki Sabayis Ele Shaloi Ya'alob Olob. Now, let's see a case first. HaMechabim VaMravim. Tim, Yalkor Chmai Redoya V'Psikreish, Mechabim VaMravim. Shiyash V'Avim. V'Psikreish, if it is a Psikreish, that is a result of pouring water on the karka floor, so then it will definitely be Mashli Gumeis. So Rapshini is made it. And why did the Gemara say maybe according to Rabbi Shimon it's not Rabbi Shimon Chatkir? So the Tzikrei Shereshal became Rabbi Shimon Chatkir or maybe Rabbi Shimon Tzikrei Shereshal Yomus? The Chidin Lahadu Tzikrei Shereshal Amal Mechai Vavlev Achatus. Why? Was that? It leads me from Jude even the Chachomim make me from Jude. But according to most Rishayim, the Gemara in Yume says that even Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, who said Dorosh Mishchad Mizosa, Korach Kuli Mishchai, that's a gnosia, he will be hit and pass with his hair and pluck out hair so the Chayim Malkis, but the Shabbos is potter, because Melech is Machshem is also good. Right here. So why does Rabbi Lezer say that he's Chay Rechatos? When he sweeps the carpet floor or he pours water on the carpet floor, at all it's not a secretion, because if it would be a secretion, so you know Rabbi Shimon would ask it. The Chidin will have a secretion, Amayim Chai Vavol Chatos, Omer Vekomu Amune, Gabitzir Vashoshilis, Yidoroshim Yisrham Muta, Ravidim Nathira, Lahavim Lach Mashelis. I mentioned that the morning, you know, I don't want to go over it because it will take too much time. But there are two Gersoyis in the morning. According to one Gersoy, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Doroshim Yitzchak and Yitzchayev given by Shabbos, Yitzchayev, without the Tzikreishe. And you know, in other words, if somebody will walk on grass and pluck out grass, so the Chayev Achatos. But according to most Rishayim Yitzchayev say, so by Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda will be made it, and the rice is not also, it's not the Chayev. Because Melechas Machshev is also. The Doroshe Mishchad Mishchad is not Melech Mishchadish, but in Korat Zerikun Yisrael, the Yesh Leima, the Bhopu, the Replezers, so the question is, Tejitz Gersi is, like most Hashem, the Kabbili is made by Shabbos, the Doroshe Mishchad, if there is no Psikreishe, so it's Potter, so why is the Chai Rechatos from the Chabit and the Rabbit? It's no Psikreishe, if there had been Psikreishe, Rav Shimon would be made in Tzosah. The Yesh Reima, the Bhopu, the Rebbeza Sova, the Habit Sikresh, the Rabbonim Tzadre, the Loya, the Loya, the Ho, the Oma, the Oidne, the Sirlech, the Shimen, Shor El Chatria, after that, the Epsha, the Sova, the Shimen, the Habit Sikresh, the Kolmokim, Asha Sova, the Rabbonim, the Loya, the Sikresh, the Kach Shor El Chatria, the Kibin Kaimu, the So what does Teisa say? Machleket Shatrim, Ablezer Lechachom. Now Ablezer Lechachom don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, so it's Mutar Lechatchil. But, so Chachomim also agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Ablezer agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. So Ablezer agrees with Rabbi Yehuda and he says, it's Chai Lechatos, when it's Mechabit Merakis. If he sweeps the karka floor or the water. And the Chachomim, they agree with Rabbi Yehuda, and they say it's only Yosef Rabban. But Chai Lechat is not, because it's not in Lechat Machshev. It's not in Lechat Machshev. And we, in that Machlek, so it's a Machlek is whether it is a situation or it's not a situation. Or it's not a situation. So, but we passing like Rav Shimon, and we also passing like the Chachamim that he does not involve the situation, so maybe it's mutter the Chachamim. What's the chapter of the Chachamim? And Tzias. So I think that the Gwintal says here that the Machlekes, I think it's a very sharp case, I think that the Gwintal says it. So that the Machlekes between Ablezer Lechachomim is a Machlekes in the, not a Machlekes in the. What is the Mitzias? The Mitzias is that when you sweep or you pour water on the karka floor, so most of the time you are mashmik. But it's not 100%. It's not like chopping off the head of a chicken. There it's 100%. Not 99.99999, but here it's most of the time 60%. Let's say it's 1%. I can be generous. I mean, not to say 60%, but most of the time it will be mashed for us. So that's the machlekes between the metalses. That's the machlekes between Ablezer and Chachom, we both agree with Rabbi Yehuda, the Dovash of Yisrael is also. But with the Raisa, it's proper, it's not us, because it's not the Raisa Machshavos. But in the case of Zikraishe, so it's also with the Raisa, and so the Ablezer holds that if it most of the time it entails a meloche, it's considered situation with the rice, it's considered situation. And Chachamim say, situation only means it's 100%, not if it's 60%, if it's most of the time. But it's not situation. So the Goshen is having, but the Goshen is having, it's also on the Rabbon, not Shabbos, according to review the content. And since we pass for like Shemen, some of you, on one hand, we pass for like a Chachamim, that most of the time is not a situation, and on the other hand, we pass for like Shemen, so it's Mutar Lechatchil. So the Rabbi is Mutar Lechatchil, and the Chabe is Mutar Lechatchil. You see, there is a Shemesh Hashem, that the Chabe is also Lechatchil, for a different reason, the Baak says, because he's not out to mukze. So something else is a different kind of a nisa. But as far as Ashwaj Gumas is concerned, there is no nisa altogether. There is no nisa altogether. So in other words, here. So now let's see, the Mora says, the leader is Irlo Kerepshinen, Shora Purhatu. So the question is, Shor Avuchatchil has reference only to Merabi or it is reference to Mechabit also. So on that point there is a Machlokes Hashem. Let's see the pages. The Ritme, the Kaimel, the Rav Shimon, Shor Avuchatchil. The Hak Shor Echidut Naitan. I feel the difference. So in other words, so the Allah of Rilash Shikun is that you are allowed to sweep the floor on Shabbos, even if it's made of karka, and even if it will possibly מה המשמעות תגומס? ואותי צדו בראשי נשחב, צדו בראשי נשחב, צוי צמוק. ואיני אלוהים, מפשרי כל הכלי, עומר הרזח, מחבי שפעם אני ראית אותו, בורחים לחבי. אם מחמוצי בורים לדבר אחרי כמה משהו, אם שתראי, לק במשור, אפילו לבשים, בשביל הלכת איסה, נשאור לך ולכת להתע, אבל הייתי לדוס על כל העומר. מפני שלי זה זאת המוקדים. ומשאבים את הוכר רבשים ורדפת את זה. סופס את ישראל. דת, ונגמור את זה, זה כל מיני רבשים, התמותה הייתה, זה רק פעם, זה אומרים, תביד, נת כאילו. But why is he different? For different ways. Because of Tiltumukt. Tiltumukt. And in other words, Sotis Shiti is the Tiltumukt in Natsad Zosa. Because that's Tiltumukt in Natsad. It's not the regular way. So, but if we say the Tiltumukt in Natsad is Mutea, then there is no basis to Aser, Kibbut, even of the carpet floor on Shabbos. But if Shiti is the truth of Mitzim Natsad, yes. But it's a different reason. But by Kibbut there is no truth of Mitzim. So really, it's not a Lechatzchile, even though it will possibly involve the Hashpoyezmus. Now let's see how the Rambam passes this along. Boy. There is a Rambam in the Shabbos. Yes, it's right. Shabbos Aloha Yuma. Noshim HaMisach Keis Begezim Nushkevim V'chayei Tzibayim Asurei Slishchek Ben Shabbos Shemo Yodeyu L'Hashvi Zgumis Yosa L'Chavit Yisakarka Shemo Yishve Gumeis Elim Kino Yorotsu Barom. So the common task is that only this Ribbitz is Mutar on Shabbos. But Kibbutz is also, Teis is also, not like the Baha'i. But Teis is also said that it's also. But Teis is also said for a different reason, because of Tiltumukse. The Rambam doesn't mention Kibbutz, Tiltumukse. He also had a Zakarka, Shemo Yishve Gumeis, Elen Kino Yorotzev Bavoni. Because Shemo Yishve Gumeis is a big nachimile between Teis and the Rambam. Let's see, outlaws, there's no actual goodness in outlaws. But according to these days, it's also to sweep the floor in Shabbos. Because he's powerful, the mukze, the dirt, I mean, that's mukze. It's the chosel needed, according to these. But according to the Rambam says, that if it was hot in the oven, there's no actual goodness, then it's mukze. How about it's tofu, because the Rambam Shiti is the Tiltum Atzad is Mutter, the Chathira. And that's Tiltum Atzad. You don't move the dirt with your hand. To sweep the floor of the hands, it will be also. But that's too mixing. You do it in a new regular way. It's way sweeper. So it will move. So the baby is Tiltum Atzad. So, now, and we pass in. The tiltum, you see, there are two kinds of tiltum in Mukhtse. When it should not be mixed up, sometimes in Rabboni mix it up. There are two kinds of tiltum. Tiltum Natsad and Tiltum Klachayad. Tiltum Klachayad means in a non-natural way. Let's say, Tiltum Klachayad is Mutter under all circumstances. Suppose you have coins on the table. And you want, let's say, to put something for Suda Shabbos in that place. So you are allowed to push out the coins with your elbow, because that's tiltakrahaya. It's an unnatural way. But when you take it in, and you move away with the pebbles and the dirt that you had there, so is that an unnatural way? That's the most natural way. I mean, to move it with your hands would be unusual. So that's a natural way. But that's called tiltakrahaya. In other words, it's not a direct. You have to calculate through the medium of the boom. Not direct, through the medium. So, the book said there is aloha of Tiltakrahaya. And we pass that Tiltakrahaya, you're told the parents, if you have to calculate and you're not interested in the book said, so then it's also. Then it's also. Then it's good. But suppose you are talking a tzad and you are interested in the mukze, so then it's also. For example, suppose you have many coins on the floor. Let's say the child went to the drawer of the parents and they had the drawer, you know, let's say the parent has a grocery store. So he has 500 quarters and 500 half dollar coins, you know. And the child, let's say, emptied out the drawer on the floor about 500 coins. So that Shabbos. So you take it home, and with the broom you collect, you know, all the coins shouldn't spread out all over the house. So to a safe corner, you know. Then at the Shabbos you'll pick it up. So that's Tiltakrahaya. But you are interested in the coins. You don't want it to get lost. So then it's also. But if you take it room and you clean away the dirt, you're not interested in the dirt. So then it's Tiltakrahaya. Right, but there is a definite distinction between Tiltakrahaya and Tiltakrahaya. You'll see people, they'll talk to Tiltakrahaya when it's Tiltakrahaya. I mean, it's two separate things. Tiltakrahaya is one thing, and Tiltakrahaya is something else. Tiltakrahaya is looked under all circumstances. So let's say, with the elbow, you see, to move away the coins, let's say, the father will get crosses himself on the floor and then will keep on pushing all the coins to a safe corner with his elbow, then it's smoother. But if they keep warm and collect them to a safe corner, then it's also successful. Anyway, so the Shittas HaRambam is that if what's about running, then it's smoother. Then it's smoother. And but if it's a karka floor, it's also because of Ashwari's goodness. Ashwari. So he says, Elim Kim Rotzub, who also a habit is a karka shem yashri goodness. Elim Kim Rotzub Babon. Elim Kim Rotzub Babon. Mutter was out of my mother, a karka, the Nechishin shem yashri goodness, Sharon is Chabon. So the Rambam also agrees with taste. Just, you see, not with the Bahak. The Bahak says the Yidin is still affection in Shorat and Lechatchile, so it is reference to Kibbutz and Torah. Taste says it is reference only for Yidin. But Kibbutz is also for different reasons because of Tov Mukzer. Different reasons. The Rambam, so he doesn't agree with our Hazeres. And he agrees with Tesvet, but Lav and Tamei, that when Gemara says, when you still kept in Chalchatchile, it has reference only to Ribbutz, but Kibbutz is also. But Tesvet says because of Tzuch Mokze, and the Rambam says because of Ashwari's Gunes. So why is it Chibud Sosa? Because Hashem is the mess, because he's saying it's Chavim. So why is Chibud Sosa? What we say, Chibud involves execration. Chibud involves execration. That's what we couldn't say. Because if it involves execration, so why does the Rambam say, Shemo Yashvigunis? Shemo Yashvigunis? Maybe. No. Vadai Mashvigunis. So the Rabbi Miri in Shabbos discusses that Rambam, and he says that Miri, the Rambam Shiti is, that Korah Upsikreshe is awesome drama. And what is called Upsikreshe? When most of the time, in it entails in law. But it's not 100%, it is 60%. 60%. So then, that's called Korah Upsikreshe. So Ribut is not even most of the time. Sometimes, and sometimes maybe it's a 20% only. When you pour water over a talca floor. So maybe sometimes you are mashtukumis, but most of the times you are not mashtukumis. Some ladies don't seem to have mamish. So, but people, most of the times you are mashtukumis. Some ladies the Chachom say that it is. So it is also the Rabbah. Called integration. So this is how the Rav Amiri explains the Rambam Shiti. So anyway, so what we see, that the Rambam Shiti is the called integration where most of the time it appears in the So then it's also in the Rambam. Now we can understand the Gersa Hayrei. What is this girl say? Masha is from the Madlir. It's really the Ule. Yoma on the Madlir, the Tan and Madlir, the Dil, the Hakil, Oser, Shibushu. So how can the arrange just be explained? In other words, there the Kodi Rain, when Ule says Machlik and Tan and Madlir,